Blog Talk Radio.
Mi amigos, mi amigas, it's Fernando Poniente Show tonight at 9 o'clock, 9:01:20 of July, Wednesday night. It is 9 o'clock tonight. It's Finding Wednesday because I can't seem to find Wednesday. We're gonna be talking about a lot of stuff tonight. Well, we're going to the phone. The panel is gonna be here. You know, my co-host and all that stuff. Open up the chat room. Having a problem with the chat room again. But as soon as I get up and running, you can come on in. Take a seat and have a tea. Well, all your calls will be answered, I promise. As long as we don't get like 20-something, calls, I'm not going to have a problem with that. You know, we'll talk about sports, news, and some odd news maybe, and, the whole thing, and... make sure you tune in tonight. 347-884-8125 is the number. We got music lined up tonight into Arcadia. And, we have time. We'll squeeze in one of the song into Arcadia. And, second one, too. But for the meantime, I'm going to try to open up the chat room again. Here we go. Cross your fingers. Cross them because I can't get them up. Having a problem with it. But anyway, we're going to be talking about the two sides. I don't know if you guys are following this, but, Supreme Court, Sotomayor. Am I saying that right? The judge Sonia Sotomayor? Yeah, we're going to talk about the two sides. Oh, I'm going to be blabbering about that, the two sides of Sotomayor. Also, in the sports, UFC. Let's go to UFC. You know that... fight between Fedor Emelianenko and Barnett. Josh Barnett actually is going to be... It's not going to happen because Barnett flunks the test. That's right. He's positive on some metabolite, 2A methylbutyrate, something like that. Just contained of some kind of anabolic steroid. So that's going to be put out and postponed. But, the UFC people says, oh, we got people lined up. Well, they're thinking about, putting, what's his face? The one got knocked out by Fedor again. Ooh, yeah, that the young one, Arlovsky. Yeah, they're going to put him with them again. I don't know. But Brock Lesnar actually want to fight Fedor Emelianenko. Hey, why not put him up? It's going to be... a good fight, but we'll talk about that more later. So, also, Michael Vick. Well, PETA says, he's all ready to return and all that, and NFL says good to go, but PETA says that he needs a mental test before returning to NFL. What did PETA know about going crazy and crazy people, But anyway, we'll talk about that if you guys want to call in today. Oh, the chat room's open, blogtalkradio.com/Fernando Poniente Show. The Fernando Poniente Show. And, just sign in there. I'm going to the, what do you call that? All right, we're going to be talking about some stuff tonight. There were some dead sharks left in Miami Street. That's two guys trying to sell them. But, they failed or they couldn't sell it, so they left him right in the middle of the street. There was a dead shark. Uh-huh. That's right. And also the he's kind of a robbery suspect, actually returned to say sorry to, the people that he stole he stole something. some like games and stuff like that. But anyway, they went back and said sorry to the people. I don't know, why do I do that? All right. Another one is cops accused of pulling gun while waiting for food. Apparently, couldn't wait, so he pulled a gun and said, "Give me my food!" You know, I probably would have done the same if I was like maybe hungry and they're just teeter tatting and, you know, I gotta get back in my serve and protect. You know what I mean? So here we go. Okay, and then I'll go back and I'll give me a couple minutes and I'll pick you guys up on the phone. Those people that's hanging out on the phone right now. Give me a couple minutes, and I'll get to you as soon as possible. But in the meantime, I want to talk about the other two sides of Sotomayor, okay? So you know about the Judge Sonia Sotomayor's nomination has turned into an almost scripted committee review. I don't know if you guys have been following that. It's all over the news. It's like on YouTube, you know, if you guys have TV, CNN, stuff like that. Well, the outcome appeared to be almost predetermined the first day when Senator Lindsey Graham, I don't know if you guys know who she is, he sees a Republican from South Carolina. Actually, set the bar low for Judge Sotomayor. She quoted, "Unless you have a complete meltdown, you're going to get confirmed," he said. Adding rapidly, quote, "And I don't think you will." There was no meltdown from the wise Latina woman, because that's what she said. That, you know, she actually quoted that. The Sonia Sotomayor quoted that she's a wise Latina woman. So, and the nomination process is sailing along smoothly for her. Yeah, a lot of people backing her up, man. Why is it at stake in this appointment? And if the stakes are so high, why has the political fight has moved on? So the Supreme Court is one of the three branches of our nation government. The appointment to Supreme Court justice is for the life of the judge. Quote, as the final arbiter of the law, according to the Supreme Court website, the court is charged with ensuring the American people the promise of equal justice under law. End quote. So, what I'm trying to get here, I know there's a lot of stuff that I want to talk about that, but hear me out. Last week, Sotomayor also attempted to recast her remark in the same speech that, quote, white Latina woman judge, you know, the white Latina woman judge would usually reach better conclusion than a white man. She called the remark, quote, a rhetorical flourish that fell flat. She also continued on, it was bad because it left an impression that I believe the life experience of Commander results in case. So, as I read along over here, you know, just kind of, you know, you want to ask, is she qualified? Is she really qualified? I mean, you know, my opinion on that, well, yes, you know, she's qualified. But, you know, would I vote for her? Probably not, no. Course not, because of what she believes is a, you know, I don't know. I don't want you to take on that, but, you know, don't quote me on that. Oops, my, what's going on? Oh, all right. Yeah. See, I've been hijacked here in my studio. Some little kid just came in. All right, but anyway. So where was I? Oh, okay. So the inherent conflict between proclaiming the historic nature of Sotomayor's nomination as a Latina woman while proclaiming that justice would not be served differently due to her being a Latina woman appears to be continually brushed aside. If it makes no difference, why is it mentioned? Why is it mentioned if it doesn't make a difference? If it wasn't, one of the reasons for her nomination, why is it mentioned at all? You know, like things that she did in the past or what she stands for everything. I mean, you know, that Republicans and Democrats actually voted for her. So she's going to get that. She's nominated for, you know. But who cares? We'll all move on. I just want to let you guys know, you know, inform. It's on my notes. Okay, And, you know, so if you guys want to comment about that, just give me a call. It's at 347-884-8125. 347-884-8125. Did I say that a little too fast? 347-884-8125. That's right. Just open up the line. Oops. 5536. Nope, you don't want to talk? Okay, we'll go to 9957. Come on in, Don Fernando Bernini Show.
Hello.
Hello, is this Winston?
Of course.
Of course. Winston's calling from Mississippi, right along the Mississippi River, by the pipelines. Camping out there. It's been there for a couple of months.
Yep.
How's the mosquitoes?
Oh, they're doing great. Especially when the town hasn't sprayed maybe a couple of days.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So, got any comment about Sotomayor, Sonia Sotomayor?
Yeah, but I don't understand. Like you said, the comment that she made, the Latino woman come up with a better judge, you know, than a white. Why do we got to bring race in this, you know? Why do we?
I don't know. This is, well, so, you know, that's one of the thing that she, you know, this minorities, that liberal minorities. I mean, I'm a minority, you know, but I'm Fernando. I'm a Filipino. But, you know, why do you have to bring the color or, you know, when it comes to, like, you know, like in her case, you know, she wanted, like, to set that aside real quick and says, I am a Latina, you know.
I want to ask the people that's listening, do we really want a person like that in the Supreme Court? Do we really want somebody that brings race and everything as far as that, especially in a hearing? You don't, you know, you lose in a hearing, you're stern and you get the point, but if you're going to bring that up in the hearing, just think what you're going to bring up when you're in trial, you know.
Right, exactly.
So,
and speaking of that, I'm going to make a comment about the Senator Boxer. I don't know if you guys have seen that on YouTube.
Mm-mm.
About the, there's kind of a, same hearing. There's some hearings, like those, you know, senators and all that stuff. And then there's an African-American man that was there. I don't know what's his name. But anyway, she, you know, right away she quoted something from the NAACP. You know, she said something about, she referred to that man that quoted and says, referring to being African American in the United States and how, you know, and how the an African American would make a difference or something like that.
Yeah.
But he said he got offended. He said, "No, why would you bring that up? You know, that's another black man's black dude's quote. You know, that has nothing to do with." hearing.
Exactly, has nothing to do with this hearing, exactly.
And he said, you know, that is condescending to me. That's what he said, and I agree with him. You know, why would she bring that up? I mean, she has, like, you know, the NAACP's quote and the, I don't know, other black man's quote, and it's irrelevant to what they're trying to accomplish there. But anyway, the same thing with the Sotomayor, you know. And I heard that on YouTube about the wise Latino remark. I'm like, what? She's like,
yeah,
and,
exactly. Why would you?
And
this
sympathizes.
So,
yeah. I don't understand.
I mean,
maybe
she's looking to get in, though. That's the only problem is. She's looking.
Well, she'll get it. I mean, you know, I mean, the Supreme Court and all that, Obama's backing her, you know, the Democrats and all that stuff. And, it, you know, Republicans inside, they don't have any, you know, any power, any pull in there anymore.
Exactly.
You know? Why would you even bring it up? I don't know. But it kind of brings her, you know, the color. I mean, you know, what kind of individual, you know, she's inside of Sotomayor. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we'll see. You know, hopefully that she'll make a wise decision, like she's a wise Latina she is. You know, not a poor decision. But anyway, I'm a wise Filipino. But let's move on, shall we? What do you think about UFC, about Barnett getting, you know, failed
test? Yeah, tell you the truth, I really don't watch the UFC that much. I don't. Usually I just sit around watching the old baseball game, that's all.
But you know who Fedor Emelianenko is?
I've heard about him. I've seen like a big fight on television, like on the preview.
Yeah.
But I mean, who was supposed to win? Who was, you know, looking to win?
Well, Fedor Emelianenko has only had one loss, which was the like a cut, accidental cut, and it's been you know, fighting forever. He's from I think Russia. It's not, is it Belarus or Russia? I don't know, but Russian. But anyway, yet I don't know if you recall about Brock Lesnar, you know, beating Frank Mir, and Brock Lesnar is actually quoted that he wanted to fight Fedor Emelianenko.
Oh.
And I don't know. There's something that I think he would, you know, they should give him a chance to fight Fedor Emelianenko. Barnett for failing the test. It's just a long name of that drug that he was, you know, caught or using, and, you know, caught that he's being in his bloodstream or something like that. Metabolite 2A methylmethylfenidrostan, something like that. It's an anabolic steroid, you know, that gives you energy and stuff like that. So anyway, and I want to see Fedor and Brock Lesnar. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to see Fedor and Brock Lesnar. Get that, okay? I don't want to see Avlowski fighting, you know, Fedor again. Fedor already beat him, knocked him out. So, I don't know. So if you have comments on that, you can call me. Prove me wrong. 347-884-8125. What do you think?
How many people got a chat room?
I got the chat room up. Chat room's blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoPornianza Show. How about that? Are you in the chat room? Winston?
But I'm on my computer again. After I get through on my show, I let her on it. She gets on it.
You let her use the computer for a little bit?
But no, I have a time for my schedule, and she just gets mad when I kind of go over a little bit, because I usually, I start chatting, and I end up going over than I was supposed to, and I have to extend it to get my point out. So.
Right. I hear some baby screaming. Is that your kid screaming in the background?
Not me.
See? Is that yours?
No, that's not me.
All right. What about Michael Vick? Peter says, you know, he needs some mental testing before he can return to NFL. What do you think?
Well, Michael Vick is. My personal opinion, I don't like him that much because what he did. Because I love animals, and what kind of person would do that? Really, from the sense that a football player that has everything going for him in life has money got money coming out of his hind end. And then how are you going to fight dogs and obey, you know, disobey the law? And it's just, and then they're going to let him free after 18 months. I mean, you know, then they're going to let him come back in football. I don't think so.
Right, exactly. Well, the thing is, I don't think, you know, he has a mental, you know,
disability
or anything like that. I think it's, you know, the power and fame got in his head, you know, surrounded by numerous people and also it's like according to the report saying that, you know, he actually grew up, you know, doing that. So I think, you know, he thought it was just like he can get away with it. Well, not a big deal, you know.
Yeah.
Or he just like kind of brushed it off. Well, then, you know, he found out in the hard way. Found that out. So yeah, I don't think. If he's just an ordinary guy, you know, like just like a guy in the street and accused and actually, you know, caught, you know, doing that, he'd be in prison for a very long time, you know, and for being a, you know, Michael Vick with all the money that he has, you know, he has and the fame and all this controversy. That's why he kind of, you know, shortened, you know, just like Mike Tyson, you know. He should have been in prison for a very long time, you know. Should have been.
Yeah.
But he's out. So I don't know. I mean, but as far as like, you know, the testing for mental illness or anything like that, I don't know. I mean, I don't know Michael Vick personally, but I think it's unnecessary. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, where was I? Okay, there you go. My thing is acting really weird. All right, ladies and gentlemen, 347-884-8125. Hey, Winston,
yeah.
Stick around, all right? I'm going to play a little music here, and
you're going to put me on holiday.
We'll come back, huh?
You're going to put me on holiday because I'm going to turn the TV up. I didn't want to be over your music.
All yeah, right. Yes,
okay.
I will you know, mute you, and we'll go on that. Into Arcadia. We're going to pull Into Arcadia. This is A Distant Time. Come back. Welcome back, welcome back. Come on in, come on in. 347-884-8125. We are here in middle of nowhere, Wednesday, July 22nd. And you're listening to the Fernando Poniente Show. Yeah, let's go back in the line. Let's go back to our line. Let's bring up Winston on the other end.
Hello.
Winston, hello.
Hello.
Hello there. What's going on? Hey, let's do a recap with the Monday night. You know, we talked about some stuff in there. What do you think about that Jason guy?
He's pretty good. He was. Where was he from?
I don't know. It's like somewhere like I forgot.
Texas.
Georgia. Texas. Something like
Texas?
That.
Well, you know, I can remember that voice, and I was thinking about it, and I didn't ask my youth minister down here, but we went to a mission trip in Arlington, Texas, at Mission Arlington, and we was I can remember him, a man named Jason that we met, and it sounded just like him at the voice.
What? Really?
Yes.
What? You crazy? That's Laura. Just kidding.
Well, I was trying to think.
What was the last name? What was the last name, dude?
I don't remember, but I think it. I want to say his name was Jason, but it might have been Stephen or something like that. But, you know, there might not have been no similarity there, but it just kind of rung a bell when I thought I heard his voice.
Right, exactly. That happens to me a lot. It's like, you know, if you hear some voice, like, hey, where are you from? Oh, yeah, we're from where that there. And then you go, like, are you name this and this? And you're like, no. I'm like, eh. Let's get Don in the air, 7639. Come on in.
Hello.
Hi. What's up?
Nothing much. Just trying to you know, keep dog
kids
quiet, kids quiet. Huh?
Kids in bed?
Oh, yes, they currently, some of them are in bed.
Oh,
and some
okay.
of them are playing. So, yeah.
All right. So, welcome back. Well, welcome to the show. I know we're talking about some stuff here. Kind of doing a little recap, and we talked about on Monday. Remember that Monday night you were here?
Yes. Yes, I do remember.
Yeah. So what do you think about Jason?
That's good that he called in and that he, you know, good testimony he gave there about witnessing to the guy, to the homosexual. And,
right. It does work again.
Yeah, I know. I think we're going to get her one of those things that spray her in the mouth, but got to wait till we locate that. So... So, yeah, apparently we tried that on our own, spraying her with the hose when she was outside and stuff. You know.
Oh.
She used to be a lot louder and worse. She's better now. She's just, she knows she's going to get sprayed. So that's
right. I know. Let's get into a new topic here. This is a new topic that we're going to have. It's a dead shark in Miami Street, actually. Well, the body of the shark was left lying in the middle of downtown Miami Street after two men tried to sell it to several fish markets. The man apparently carried a 5 or 6 foot long, I don't know if they said between 5 or 6 foot long shark, around on the city's Metro Mover downtown train, prompting calls to police, you know, stuff like that. So people call the police, hey, there's a shark, there's two guys carrying a shark. News footage Tuesday night showed a dead animal on the street with police officers and cruisers nearby. Two stations reported that a pair of men had tried to sell the animal to at least three fish markets for around $10. Oh, my gosh. These guys are, like, really desperate for money. Rob Orla, the employee at Casablanca Fish Market, told television station WSBN that the man offered his business the shark. But we don't buy sharks off the street, Orla told the station. While the fish later determined the animal was a nurse shark. Ooh, nurse shark. I love those creatures. The case could result in misdemeanor charges and proper killing and disposal of the animal and selling a shark without a license. One resident of the area where the shark was dumped said he didn't know what to do or what's going on first. So one resident of the area where the shark was dumped said, it's a really good animal and yada, 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 and quote, it was a relief that it was a shark. What? Said Keith Smith. When I first saw it, I thought it was a body because of all the shooting that has been going on around his area. He thought it was a body in a body bag. But anyway, let's go with you, Winston. What is it? They caught those men. Will they go to prison?
I don't know about prison. but they're going to get ridiculed for a very long time. Because at Miami, they really take care of their sharks now. Because they got people that have sex with people that live by the ocean, by the beach. They love animals, and especially my friend, my relative that come up here. They cannot.
Yeah.
When every time a commercial comes on about the dog abuse, they just walk out of the room. So I don't know. They probably, and they won't go to prison, but I'm pretty sure they will get with a big fine that they can't pay for.
Exactly. It's already thing. You've been to Miami before. I mean, would you buy that shark?
Going
up for you?
No. Well, I mean, I guess you got a point there because, you don't know where it came from, and it could be, poisoned or something.
Yeah,
and
it's
then
dead.
You sell to your customers, and then they'll get sick, and then you'll get sued. So even if it's for free, dogs, so to speak.
Wow. So, nurse sharks. I do you know what they look like, Winston, nurse sharks?
No. Do you know?
Yes.
What do they look like? Oh, it looks like a
psychologist
here.
Well, it looks like a shark. I mean, it doesn't look like a great white or a hammerhead or anything like that. It's a shark. They're bottom dweller sharks. You know, they're what they call nocturnal sharks. They just, lay in the bottom, motionless sometimes. And, they don't attack people or, all the reports that's been documented are attacks actually when people steps on them, those are really, they're actually why people love to get those for their, home or aquarium. Set up and stuff, so they don't. And they're easy to. They're very hard to fish, meaning that you can feed them twice a week and they live. But these two guys. I don't know how these guys got away though. I mean that's what I'm trying to figure out. They should have called the cops and said, hey, there's two guys right there. Go chase them. But anyway.
Well,
is this
like an area with a lot of houses, or is this like in downtown, or like an alleyway? What was this? They dumped the shark at?
It's by the fish market.
It's like a
fish market.
Oh, I see.
They're trying to carry them around and says that hey, you want to buy the shark? And they're like, we don't sell sharks here. I mean, it probably would have people. I mean, they were just selling it for $10.
Yeah,
I mean, a live one, you can get a nurse shark like that for like a little over $1,000. A live one.
So why would they kill it?
I guess maybe maybe they were like scuba diving or something like that. Maybe they stepped on it. They, killed it accidentally or whatever, or they found it dead. They thought maybe they can sell it.
Yeah,
I don't know. Okay. It doesn't really say. So, I think what's they should catch those people and ask them how they get it.
Yeah.
But so anyway, let's move on. Oh my God, get tired. Hey, robbery suspect returns to say sorry. Get this, New Jersey actually. Police in central New Jersey said they arrested a man for burglary, and then after he returned the victim's house and Rahway to apologize, police arrested 35-year-old Craig Fletcher of Elizabeth on Wednesday shortly after a homeowner, told them a man just rung his doorbell, apologized for the break-in, and ran off on foot. The homeowner said he interrupted the June 29th burglary. What? Right? He chased the guy and stuffed three laptops and an Xbox game console into a backpack. The intruder threw a bag down and got away. Fletcher was also charged with second burglary in the same neighborhood. He was taken to Union County in lieu for $60,000 bail. Police did not know if he had retained a lawyer. But I got the picture here of the guy. There's actually two guys.
Come here.
Yeah. Anyway, so what was his motive, though? I mean, is it just you know, rang the doorbell and said, "Hey, I'm sorry for stealing your stuff," and then ran off.
That's kind of
strange.
Good. Winston, what do you say to this?
I don't know. That's kind of. When something's gone out of my house, then I wonder. I call the cops and you know. Then I had the guy here at Dover. No. Hello.
I'm
sorry for stealing your stuff. Wait a minute. You know. I mean, what do you mean? What do you expect? You know. Okay, I'll
forgive you. And then come on in, have some tea, and then
yeah,
hack them. Where's my stuff?
Yeah. You come back here in a minute. I want to show you something.
All right. What did you steal, Xbox? Oh, did you get this game? Because this is really good.
Yeah.
By the way, I have a PS3.
I had one.
Who?
I wish I had one.
Oh, you don't have what kind of game console you have, man?
I have a PlayStation 2.
What?
Yeah.
Caveman. Cavemans play with that.
The Geico commercial.
Yeah. Oh, man. Not even Xbox 360 or anything like that?
No. I'm old.
No.
I have a computer, though.
Oh yeah, so you play a lot of stuff on the computer?
Oh yeah, I got a flight simulator and everything.
What?
I got a flight simulator. You know what a flight simulator is? On your computer? You
have a flight simulator?
A flight simulator. Like
flight simulator, yeah.
They've got 4 discs to it and you upload it to your computer and
which one is it?
It's like you fly planes on it. It's very, very, very good because it's like a flight simulator. It's quality, high quality. You can see everything. You have all your control. You look inside the cockpit. Every control that you can imagine on an airplane, it has it. Everything. You can do the temperature, the everything. And the major, one little jerk of the stick would do like 400 rolls in a jumbo jet.
Is that like a Boeing 747 or anything like that? Or
it's kind of Boeing, a Boeing 777, a Boeing 767, Boeing 27.
I want to fly. I mean, I like doing that, but I like
the Ultralight
F-16,
Well, I'm flying. I actually still do. One of my friends is a radio DJ at Sunny 98.3 in Louisiana, and he owns a Beechcraft, and he does his voiceover talent. He's a voiceover talentist. He does these commercials. You'll see him. You know them Ford commercials.
Really?
Yes, that's him. The Ford commercial, $99 down. You know that dude.
Yeah.
That's him.
Wow. Maybe he can do some stuff for us for free, like you know.
Yeah.
A little radio jingle, like radio
yeah.
jingle thing. Like, hey, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. Winston's Pizza, BlackHawkRadio.com. Blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
Be like sweet.
He don't do me one for long. I gotta send him a script.
Really?
Yeah.
You should like hook me up, man.
I will.
Yeah. Hook it up, brother. Well, let's move on to another topic over here. Hey, there's a cop accused of pulling a gun while waiting for food. Does that happen in Colorado? A Denver police officer has been charged with felony menacing for allegedly brandishing. I don't know what that word is. Brandishing his gun at McDonald's restaurant. McDonald's. I've been getting tired of waiting for food. Actually, the guy's Derek Curtis, a 29-year-old. Saunders also faced charges of prohibited use of weapon, reckless endangerment, and disorderly conduct. An employee at the Aurora restaurant told investigators that two Denver police officers were waiting for their food at a drive-thru window May 21st when one grew impatient and pulled his gun. I was like, give me my burger.
No
one was injured. Denver police spokesman Sony Jackson told Denver Post that Saunders had been suspended with pay. Oh, really? It's like a vacation. It would be put on paid leave once the department's formally notified of the charges. There was no answer Monday on the phone number listed for Derek Saunders, actually. So McDonald's should sue the Denver police station, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I would. Let's say you work at McDonald's, Winston, and a guy pull out a gun on you, or you know, a cop. He's like, "Give me my shake," or someone's gonna shake.
Yeah.
You know.
Who has a gun?
Sue. Yeah, I mean, I would be traumatized by that.
Well, most McDonald's have a little gun right up under the desk. I mean, you know, right under the counter. I'll be done grabbing for that right now. I said, sir, put your weapon away. <'Cause> you know,
they must really suck and get services. Don, what do you think? Do you think he should be suspended to infinity for pulling a gun? I mean, or send him to, like, an anger management or something, you know?
Yeah.
Right, dog? I think, yes, he's muted. I'm sorry. You're not muted anymore. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, yeah. I can hear you now. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yes, I forgive you. I think that, like, he should be suspended without pay, you know, for at least 3 to 6 months.
Right now they said the report says he's suspended with pay because, you know, they're still under investigation.
Right.
You know what I mean? And after that, maybe they'll suspend him with no pay.
Right.
I don't know what's going to happen. But what are we supposed to do with this? There's a anger problem with the people. I mean, cops. I mean that the McDonald's over there should look into the guest services and how to treat people over there. Maybe they're really poor on handling guests. You know what I mean? Because I've been there. Like one time I went to not McDonald's, but there's a Popeye's Chicken. You guys know what I'm talking about? Well, Don probably knows.
I know what you're talking about.
Winston, you know what I'm talking about? Like Popeye's Kitchen in Louisiana, Illinois. This was like years ago. I kid you not. I was like, I ordered like a meal, like a chicken, whatever meal that I ordered. Dude, it took so long that the people like behind me were just like walking up to the counter and says, what the heck is going on? Where's our food? You know, and there was like two ladies that on a Friday night, dude, there was like two ladies that was working.
Oh my goodness.
One doing the drive through, and then one is doing the counter. And the people actually in the drive through was just walking up and going to the drive through window and see what's going on. And they're like, and they have like all the attitude and stuff like those. That two girls, they're like, yeah, we're doing the best we can. You know, I'm like, oh my goodness. And I paid already. You know, it's like it's not like I could have just turned around and go somewhere else, but, I already paid for my food. You know what I mean?
I reached in that register and got my money back, dude, that much. If I had to wait, how long was it?
The wait? I waited for, like, maybe 45 minutes on a fast food.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
fast food. That happened at Pizza Hut a couple of times to me. We went down here in Laurel, Mississippi, and we stayed in there, and this is no joke. I don't know why we stayed this long. We stayed in there for an hour. An hour long, we sat there waiting for pizza, and we ordered two pizzas, and we waited there an hour. We said, how you doing? We left.
Man, I would have asked you, man, where are you getting this pizza from, Italy?
That's cheap, though.
I would have gone to Italy and come back and be in time here. Yeah, exactly. Dom, do you have any experience on that? On any fast food or anything like that waiting for so long that you like almost to the boiling point?
I actually used to work at Burger King, and the way the kitchen was designed so far from the drive-thru, and I don't know what was going on in the kitchen, but people will wait at a drive-thru for 30 minutes until they finally remodeled it. Yeah. Then when they remodeled it, it was better. But, yeah, they would wait like 30 minutes, and then they would, there's a timer thing in some restaurant, like fast food restaurant. They'll like, I worked at Taco Bell, and if it's like past a minute and a half, sometimes like managers would turn off the timer, so that they don't get in trouble from the franchise people and, the owners. So, yeah, I've worked at fast food restaurants where they've taken a long time, and I've worked drive-through and, try to help the people to understand stuff. So.
Right. I mean, sometimes like, I'm working at, like, I used to work very long time ago. It was a Subway, and it's the management fault sometimes. There's times that maybe they're not hiring more people. It's like putting more people on, like, on a weekend or anything like that. Like when I used to work at the Subway, man, they would hire like one person to do the drive-through and the counter and stuff like that. And I was put in there, and it was like maybe a Saturday night, or it was a Sunday night or something like that. Yeah, it was Sunday night, but it was gotten so busy that the whole, I was by myself, you know. And at the same time, I think the guy, the manager was supposed to be there, but he was in the office and, like, talking to his wife or whoever, girlfriend or something, like, and trying to work things out, you know. And then one time he's just like, you know, he's been caught, like, you know, snorting lines and stuff like that back in the office. But anyway, he owns that. He owns it, and he's the part owner and everything like that. But, you know what I mean? It's like it's the management fault. You know, it's like a franchise of McDonald's really should look into that and find out what's going on over in Denver. You know what I mean? If I'm McDonald's or I own that franchise, I'm going to get to the bottom of that. You know, I mean, was it enough staff? You know, what made this guy, you know, pull his gun?
Maybe he thought it was his wallet.
No, I mean, I don't think so. He pulled a gun and demanded his food or something like that.
Well, so, thinking about cops, and I did have his spirit. We was at a four lane red light, and we was waiting there, and cops come rushing by, and this is no lie. I mean, you probably think I'm lying, but I'm not. Drive through,
yeah,
I mean, a red light.
Just kidding.
It's
a joke.
Blue
go ahead.
Light. Then we come, and if you know where we find them at, we find them in a Chevron. We put up a Chevron. They're in there getting donuts. This is no lie. No lie whatsoever. They have done. And what happened was, this is on the news, and they said, we didn't know our blue lights were on, and we didn't know that we was going 80 miles an hour.
Why?
What?
I know. No lie. They actually went past us. They were blowing the horn and everything.
Huh.
I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Dad went up to him and said, did you get full?
What now?
He said, did you get full?
Did you get full?
Yep. He didn't, though. Well, he said it was a snack. Trying to be a smart aleck back. He said, no, it's just a snack.
Oh, wow. Well, hey, you heard about the, this is happening in Ohio. It's like Waverly, Ohio. There's like three people who have been like accused of letting rats bite the six week old girl toe, chew off the toes after. Well, the baby it actually is in fair condition. Okay, and there's like a married couple and an 18-year-old boyfriend because the baby's mother is charged with following child endangering. They were in court for initial hearing, Tuesday, but they're jailed pending a plea hearing in 2 weeks. The prosecutor says they all lived in a mobile home west of Piketon, village noted of the old uranium enrichment plant. You know, so there's like a lot of big rats. You know, there's like a lot of big rats, and they're actually letting the rats chewed off the baby girl's toe.
Oh my God!
You imagine? Yeah, I know.
Ugh.
Winston, I know that you have the big pipes out there. You probably have, like, rats the size of a cow. I mean, would you move out of the area there if you know that there's something like that going on? Like, you know, on steroids?
In the first place, I wouldn't have moved there in the first place. And let's just say when I was living there, it wasn't going on, and it just suddenly came up, yes, I would move out of there because there's no sense in we're having rats in the neighborhood.
Right.
And we really don't have that many rats in here in Mississippi. I tell you this, we have spiders now. We have spiders that look like it come off of Wild Wild West, that big old tarantula, eight-legged freak. Oh, yeah, I'm serious.
Eight-legged freak movie? Yeah, that's scary. But, Don, I mean, do you think, I mean, this, the parents and all that, I mean, how... I'm just wondering if maybe they're like under influence of something. Would you agree?
Well, you know,
they're all high or something.
I
mean, if you're letting those rats
possibly
off kids' tools.
Well, they say that, but like maybe they just didn't know. Maybe the kid was sleeping. Maybe everybody was sleeping and a rat came in. You know, but I know
all
somebody...
were gone. I mean, a baby should be crying by then.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
The baby would have been, like, in pain.
Yeah, they probably thought
pain.
That the baby's just crying to get it, you know, Maybe
no,
they just
no, no,
pop
no, no.
That.
Listen.
But anyway,
if I have a baby and they're crying and the baby's crying and it's like, I changed your diaper, baby. Now here, take the food, take the you know the bottle, and the baby's still crying. I'm gonna say, whoa, there's something wrong with this baby. You know, check the toe, check for like broken bones, and check for like anything like that. Or if it does, you know, I know there's like colic, you know, colicky baby out there, but still, you gotta check.
Right.
I see the like, check the toe. Maybe I'm the toes in there. Maybe there's like some hair caught up in between that toes. Check them. You know, if you're under influence, like if you're drunk, if you're high, anything like that, none of that will matter. You're probably thinking like, oh, she's just crying. Let her cry.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, actually, right, eating your baby. What the heck?
Yeah, you know, it's not good.
Irresponsible parents. That's what they should not.
Exactly. Yep. Irresponsible parents.
Yep.
They should not. People, I mean, the county should take the baby away from those people.
They probably will.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
So
see, the baby, there's a report says the baby's mother is a juvenile. It's like, I don't know, 16 or 17-year-old. And, you know, they want to identify, exactly. And they all live in a trailer home. And, see, there's no report saying, indicating, you know, what they're doing. But I can guarantee you there's drugs involved. Because there's no way in the world a human being will find... like a baby's getting chewed off by rats, you know, not through somebody. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, it's not right.
Especially if you're a kid.
Well, that's a high point now. You know, if she was living in California, I could understand because marijuana, you know, is legalized over there now. Medicaid, so, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand that. They need to be put in, you know, they take the baby out, you know, away from them and... I think they need to go to jail for neglect, you know, set an example.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yes, I do. Because who, like you said, if this is a child cruelty, how long has this been going on? Did it say how long it's been going on? Or they
No, they said the digits actually was chewed off, you know, like the toes.
Oh, my
God. They're actually gone, you know.
If the baby dies of some kind of disease. You know,
the blood, actually, the baby lost a lot of blood. I mean, I think the authorities got there, you know, just in time to save the baby from bleeding to death.
Think it should have done a prison sentence.
Right.
Yeah.
So, let's change the subject. You know that the Virginia Tech guy, you know, the gunman?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We all remember that, right? That went into the campus and started shooting people. They actually found his mental records. He's missing mental health records. And they said it has been found at the home of the former university counseling official more than 2 years after the bloodbath. A discovery that angered victims' families struggling to understand how the killers fell through the cracks. So, you know, disastrously, I don't know how that word, but anyway, the belated. So they found the mental record, you know. Needless to say, I mean, this guy has a, you know, he's sick.
Yeah.
I mean, he should have not. And also the report says something about his doctors and all that. You know, he was not given you know enough attentions. Or whatnot. I don't know what happened to that. But anyway, that's kudos, shoot off. It's not going to help us here. But again, this would teach us a lesson, though. You know, I mean, if a guy, if you have a lunatic, right, you know, lunatic, like a crazy guy like that dude going around the campus and stuff and talking, you know, I mean, he should be put away. Don't you agree with that?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
He should be put away. I mean, he should be like.
Put away, wait a minute. He should be done, put away. By time now.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And they 2 years after the you know the incident and all that, they just found his mental record.
Someone could climb up there. You guys know
just,
better.
You know, just it was missing. I don't know. Someone probably hit it, or someone trying to
cover it up.
Cover it. You know, it's just I don't know. Maybe it's maybe it's a doctor. The doctors and all this is blamed to this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe they need to put in the same home that he's in. If they're trying to cover it up.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know what the authorities and all that's gonna go. I mean, going with this, but a lot of people relatives of those victims are actively outraged. I mean, I would be too. I'd be outraged, wouldn't you? I mean,
yes.
I say, what the heck? You know, I mean, and I know that's not gonna bring back my loved ones, or you know. But still, I will be mad. I am mad, man. So, Wilson, what's your next show, man?
That will be tomorrow at 7 o'clock.
It's got to work. But I think Dawn should be able to call in, right, Dawn?
Yeah, I'll put that in my phone.
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
9-0-9.
What'd you say?
That'd be 347-826-9009 is the number.
Okay.
You probably can see it when you come up there, but it'd be 7 o'clock. What do you work at, Fernando?
I work this place called Springbrook. I also have a lot of things I do on the side.
Yeah.
I'm a social media marketing consultant.
Yeah, is that do you travel a lot? Like, do you like, is that just in your town or?
Well, just here in town. Just here in town.
So you're kind of an important person in the town.
You can say that.
No, I'm just...
You should come up here in Wisconsin Dells, man. It's the capital, the water park capital of the world.
They got a big water park, I'm pretty sure.
Which one? In Tennessee?
How many water parks do you have?
Big ones? Like
big ones, yeah.
All together, even a small one? Like
yeah.
Maybe 15, maybe something like that.
We got one up here at Brandon. It's called Rapids on the Reservoir, and it's pretty big. They have a 100-foot water slide that is a straight vertical drop or some way because, you know.
We have outdoors like Noah's Ark.
Oh, wow.
You know, Riverview, we even have that, you know, indoor water parks. We have a lot of indoor water, Kalahari, Chula Vista, Wilderness, Great Wolf Lodge, Polynesian.
Yeah, but I bet it snows up a lot, don't it?
Yeah, a lot of tourism. A lot of tourism shows up here.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think we're going to end up here tonight. I'm pretty hungry, though. I know, I didn't, eat today.
Where's the port at?
I'm going to eat some shark. I bought a shark for like $10. And,
what happened to the sports? What happened there?
Oh, the sports. Well, actually, we did the sports, man. We talked about UFC and Michael Vick.
Well, what they got to probably call in? Like right now, the Red Sox are battling the Texas Rangers, scoring out on 1-3 in the top. I'll be the top of the ninth inning.
You should have told me that.
Bob in the ninth inning. Bottom of the eighth inning. Excuse me. It just come up there. Bottom of the eighth inning.
Next time if my sports recap guy is not available, I'll let you do the sports, man.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. So anyway, I got 30 seconds. Winston, thanks again for stopping by, and Dawn, thanks again for calling in. Lovely as always. You can find Winston on blogtalkradio.com /Winston_Pitt, right?
Yeah.
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 Dawn, you can find Dawn and shop in superhighway.com. And I am out because I'm hungry and I think I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Gotta go.
Ooh, what was that? Gotta go. But anyway, hasta la vista. See you on Friday. Catch me on blogtalkradio.com. This is Fernando. Friday will be 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's coming up Friday. Actually, we're going to be talking about news, odd news, and stuff like that. And talk about my toes. What's up?
You might not have a show on Friday, right? Because you have a birthday party you go to.
Maybe we'll do the show on the birthday party though.
All right. I'll do it later.
We'll do it later.
The 12.
Exactly. Or do it early. But anyway, catch me next week. Keep an eye on it, blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoPonyanza Show. And I'm out. See you guys later. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye.